From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he is confident that sweeping health care legislation will be passed. His comments came after a closed-door meeting with colleagues. Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut agreed.
I've been a part of this process very directly now for almost a year, and I will tell you this tonight, that before we leave, in the next couple of weeks or less, we are going to pass national health care insurance reform for all Americans.
On the Republican side, Arizona Senator John McCain said there is reason Democrats are pushing for passage before Congress goes on its Christmas break.
If they don't get a deal before we go out for Christmas, then it'll be very much like a fish sitting out in the sun. After a while, it doesn't smell very good when people see a 2,000-page bill which has all kinds of provisions in it.
Democrats are pushing for a deal by Christmas. Today, the Danish Prime Minister and the United Nations Secretary General will address the climate talks in Copenhagen. Time is running out for a deal. NPR's Richard Harris has a report from Copenhagen.
Negotiators hope to hammer out a climate deal before presidents and prime ministers show up toward the end of the week, but there are still many issues on the table. China and the United States have been arguing over whether China will sign an agreement that binds it to a plan to control its emissions. The developing world says it needs hundreds of billions of dollars to help countries adapt to a changing world, but wealthy nations haven't made long-term commitments about money. There are also complaints that the United States' emissions reduction plan isn't ambitious enough. It's much more modest than Europe's. Some issues may be put off until next year, but more than 100 heads of state are expected in Copenhagen over the next few days, and they don't want to go home empty-handed. Richard Harris, NPR News, Copenhagen.
Federal prosecutors in Chicago are revealing new details of what a Chicago businessman allegedly knew about terrorism plots in Mumbai, India, and elsewhere. NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago.
Federal prosecutors allege Tahawar Hussein Rana of Chicago knew about the November 2008 terrorist attacks in Mumbai before they happened, and that afterwards Rana offered compliments and congratulations to those who carried them out. 166 people died in those attacks in Mumbai on November 26th of last year, including six Americans. Rana is charged with providing material support to terrorists. And prosecutors are asking a federal district court judge in Chicago to deny Rana bond and order him detained in federal custody until his trial. In the new court documents, prosecutors also reveal that in September of this year, Rana and an alleged co-conspirator allegedly discussed various other potential terrorism targets in India and in Denmark in a conversation that was secretly recorded by the FBI. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Oil prices moved close to $70 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for January delivery was up by 5 cents to $69.56 a barrel. This is NPR News. Federal Reserve policymakers begin 2 days of meetings today. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and his colleagues on the Fed's policymaking Federal Open Market Committee will be doing a year-end reassessment of the economy and setting interest rates. They'll also be mulling the Fed's exit strategy, its ultimate plan for withdrawing its extraordinary stimulus and returning to a more normal way of conducting monetary policy. But despite recent signs of economic improvement, few expect the Fed to begin raising interest rates or otherwise tightening credit anytime soon. Last week, Bernanke, as well as New York Federal Reserve Bank President William Dudley, the FOMC vice chairman, signaled that the Fed will continue to keep rates very low for an extended period. So the Fed is expected to reiterate that intention in a Wednesday afternoon rate announcement. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
There were more bombings today in Afghanistan and Iraq. In Kabul, the Afghan capital, a suicide bomb explosion killed at least 8 people and wounded about 40 others. The explosion damaged a hotel frequented by foreigners. In Iraq, officials say 5 people were killed in a series of explosions near the heavily protected Green Zone. The explosion wounded at least 16 other people. Police officials say that car bombs were set off within minutes of each other. The Obama administration plans to announce today that a rural Illinois prison will be acquired by the federal government to become the new home for a limited number of Guantanamo Bay detainees. The announcement will come this afternoon at the White House. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.